Zubair Amin, a Kashmir-based independent journalist, notes that Kashmiri Muslims have long accused New Delhi of curbing their religious freedom on the pretext of law and order, while promoting and patronizing the annual Hindu pilgrimage. Multimedia journalist from Kashmir, Mukhtar Zahur, pictures a man who traveled 40 kilometers to offer Friday prayers at Kashmir's central mosque, only to realize that it has been shut. Masroor Ansari, a senior Kashmiri pro-freedom leader, slams the Kashmir police for brutal use of force to thwart a peaceful Muharram procession in Srinagar recently.
And that was our episode about the growing calls in India for the repeal of a controversial law in the wake of the recent civilian killings in Nagaland state and also the denial of religious freedom to Kashmiri Muslims by the Indian government. Take care.
In the limelight. Messages between former U.S. Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and others suggest the former President Donald Trump White House coordinated efforts to stop Joe Biden's certification. We are prepared for you an article written by Hugo Lowell. The piece is titled U.S. Capitol Attack Panel Investigates Trump Over Potential Criminal Conspiracy. House Select Committee investigating the Capitol attack is examining whether former U.S. President Donald Trump oversaw a criminal conspiracy on 6th of January that connected the White House's scheme to stop Joe Biden's certification with the insurrection. Two senior sources familiar with the matter say the committee's new focus on the potential for a conspiracy marks an aggressive escalation in its inquiry as it confronts evidence that suggests the former president, Donald Trump, potentially engaged in criminal conduct, egregious enough to warrant a referral to the U.S. Justice Department. The sources said House investigators are interested in whether Donald Trump oversaw a criminal conspiracy after communications turned over by Trump's former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, and others suggested the White House coordinated effort to stop Joe Biden's certification. The source said the Select Committee has several thousand messages, among which include some that suggest the Trump White House briefed a number of House Republicans on its plan for then-Vice President Mike Pence to abuse his ceremonial role and not certify Joe Biden's election win. The sources said the fact that the Select Committee has messages suggesting the Trump White House directed Republican members of Congress to execute a scheme to stop Joe Biden's certification is significant, as it could give rise to the panel considering referrals for potential crimes. The sources noted members and counsel on the Select Committee are examining in the first instance whether in seeking to stop the certification, Donald Trump and his aides violated the federal law that prohibits obstruction of a congressional proceeding. The joint session on 6th of January. The sources said the Select Committee believes that Donald Trump may be culpable of an obstruction charge, given he failed for hours to intervene to stop the violence on the Capitol perpetrated by his supporters in his name. But the sources added the Select Committee is also looking at whether Donald Trump oversaw an unlawful conspiracy that involved coordination between the political elements of the White House plan, communicated to Republican lawmakers and extremist groups that stormed the Capitol. That would probably be the most serious charge for which the Select Committee might consider a referral, as it considers a range of other criminal conduct that has emerged in recent weeks, from obstruction of justice to potential wire fraud by the GOP. The Vice Chair of the Select Committee, the Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney, referenced the obstruction charge when she read from the Criminal Code before members voted unanimously last November to recommend Mark Meadows in contempt of Congress for refusing to testify. The Guardian previously reported that Donald Trump personally directed lawyers and political operatives working from the Willard Hotel in Washington, D.C. to find ways to stop Joe Biden's certification from happening at all on 6th of January, just hours before the Capitol attack. But the sources said House investigators are yet to find evidence tying Donald Trump personally to the Capitol attack, and may ultimately only recommend referrals for a straight obstruction charge, which has already been brought against around 275 rioters rather than for conspiracy. The U.S. Justice Department could yet charge Donald Trump and aides separate to the Select Committee investigation, but one of the sources said the panel, as of mid-December, had no idea whether the agency is actively examining potential criminality by the former president. A spokesperson for the House Select Committee declined to comment on details about the investigation. A spokesperson for the U.S. Justice Department declined to comment whether the agency had opened a criminal inquiry for Donald Trump and his closest allies over 6th of January. The sources said still the Select Committee appears to be moving towards making at least some referrals, or alternatively, recommendations in its final report that an aggressive prosecutor at the U.S. Justice Department could use to pursue a criminal inquiry. The Select Committee is examining the evidence principally to identify legislative reforms to prevent a repeat of Donald Trump's plan to subvert the election. The members say if they find Donald Trump violated federal laws, they have an obligation to refer that to the U.S. Justice Department. Sending a criminal referral to the U.S. Justice Department, especially a recommendation for prosecution, carries no formal legal weight, since Congress lacks the authority to force it to open a case, and House investigators have no authority to charge witnesses with a crime. But a credible criminal referral from the Select Committee could have a substantial political effect, given the importance of the 6th of January inquiry, and place pressure on the Attorney General Merrick Garland to initiate an investigation or explain why he might not do so. The sources said internal discussions about criminal referrals intensified after communications turned over by Mark Meadows revealed alarming lines of communication between the Trump White House and Republican lawmakers over 6th of January. In one exchange released by the Select Committee, one Republican lawmaker texted Mark Meadows an apology for not pulling off what might have amounted to a coup, saying 6th of January was a terrible day, not because of the attack, but because they were unable to stop Joe Biden's certification. The sources said the Select Committee believes messages such as that text, as well as remarks from a Republican on the House floor as the Capitol came under attack, might represent one part of a conspiracy by the White House to obstruct the joint session of the Congress. In referencing objections to six states, the text also appears to comport with a memo authored by the Trump lawyer John Eastman that suggested lodging objections to six states, raising the specter the White House distributed the plan more widely than previously known. Benny Thompson, the chairman of the Select Committee, added on ABC News recently that the investigation had found evidence to suggest the events of 6th of January appeared to be coordinated effort on the part of a number of people to undermine the election. Counsel for the Select Committee indicated in their contempt of Congress report for Mark Meadows that they intended to ask Donald Trump's former chief of staff about those communications he turned over voluntarily before he broke off a cooperation deal and refused to testify. One of the sources said Benny Thompson has also suggested to reporters that he believes Mark Meadows stopped cooperating with the inquiry in part because of pressure from Donald Trump. But the Select Committee has not opened a separate witness intimidation investigation into the former president.
Is there any other way to get familiar with Islam besides mainstream media? Try IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Fiqh or jurisprudence is an Islamic knowledge and is ranked.
The Holy Prophet of Islam is the example.
Self purification is the most significant
factor.
Imamat is a living principle in the history of Islam and Shiism.
This is Ulama Speech, the best selection of the speeches of prominent Shia scholars.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, welcome to another episode of Ulama's Speech. In this episode, we invite you to listen to the English translation of a short speech by Hujjatul Islam Rafi'i. Please stay tuned.
آیه دیگر سوره اسراء آیه 13.
الله in the Holy Quran سوره الاسراء آیه 13 states, "We have attached every person's omen to his neck. We shall bring it out for him on the day of resurrection as a book that he will find wide open." This ayah means that every person's omen or result of his deeds is within him or her, and will be shown the result of these deeds in the other world. Now the omen in this ayah is very much different from the sign of good or evil that some superstitious people believe in. This omen is not a simple future telling or that something unpleasant is likely to happen. Sometimes the people try to link two unpleasant concepts or events to each other and call it a bad luck or omen. By omen in this ayah, Allah wants to warn the people about the future of their deeds in this world. An example is when the Prophet Muhammad's son Ibrahim passed away. At that moment, the sun eclipsed, and the people took it as a bad omen or sign. Prophet Muhammad explicitly explained that there is no relation between the sun eclipse and the death of his son. Another example is when a person, right before a happy occasion like wedding, dies, and people think that this wedding is not right or proper to happen. These are all simplistic look at life. Instead of such superstitious beliefs, we must think about our deeds in this world so that if our book of deeds is open on the day of resurrection, we are given good reward. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Ulama's Speech, which was the English translation of a short speech by Hujjatul Islam Rafi'i. To find out more about this program, log on to our website www.parstoday.com, Call of Islam page. We'll leave you in Allah's care.
Food for thought.
Here are words worth pondering upon regarding the excellent husband and wife pair, the Holy Prophet's daughter, Hazrat Fatima Zahra and Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon them, made, and which serve as a model for all virtuous couples till today, as related by Imam Muhammad Baqir, peace be upon him. Fatima vouched to take care of the household work, make dough, bake bread, and clean the house. In return, Ali vouched to take care of the outside work, such as procuring firewood and bringing food.
If you're interested to know about history, culture, family, politics, religion, art, etc., you wouldn't want to miss the chance to tune into the IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Cultural news, social news, scientific news, artistic news. With delight.
In Germany, tasty bits of crumbs are all it takes for hundreds of sheep and goats to participate in the campaign to encourage vaccination against COVID-19. 700 farm animals were arranged into a 100-meter-long syringe in a pasture south of Hamburg. The shepherd says she spent several days practicing the herd. The sheep and goats were lured by pieces of bread, which they quickly gobbled up after being released into the field. Helping the shepherd was an organizer who works with a flock to run team training exercises for companies. He says they wanted to do something to grab people's attention and encourage them to get COVID jabs.
Well, if I were to just write it on Facebook, nobody would notice it. And my job is to have company teams leading some thousand sheep from A to B, and I have noticed how enthusiastically the sheep are received, and that it simply reaches people deep inside, which is perhaps not possible rationally, with rational arguments.
Etzold says sheep bring out the soft side of people and hopes that this will help convey the message. So far, the campaign has received a positive response, with videos of the sheep arrangement going viral. Official data shows Germany has the lowest inoculation rate among Western European nations. This is mainly attributed to vaccination hesitancy, as well as a small percentage who vehemently oppose getting the jab. Technological change is accelerating. Today, with robots and artificial intelligence, making fast inroads into human lives. The Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas is the latest example of the same. From lifelike baby dolls to full-grown human-like robots are on the display. They not only write, cry, laugh, and blink, but some of them speak and react when you tell them something. The most interesting thing about these robots is their reactions, which are just like humans, seeming as if they are real people. The robot makers say soon people will not be scared of these human-faced machines being among them.
Humans are so complex, so making a robot exactly like a human is almost impossible. If we did that, then you wouldn't be scared of it, because you'd just assume it's a human. But you get that uncanny valley just before, where it doesn't quite move like a human, doesn't quite express itself or emote or talk like a human. And that's the uncanny valley, that's the scary bit. If you go further back to something that looks less like a human, then suddenly you like it a lot more.
The robot makers hope that the way these robots are made would help even doctors how to treat and confront children, for instance. They also hope that by adding more human characteristics to these robots, the machines will be at the service of humans more than before. Let's see what's happening in one of the world's oldest festivals. It's called Black and White Carnival, celebrated every year in the Colombian city of Pasto. But it has a lot more than what its name may suggest. The carnival, full of vibrant colors and fun, livens up when people perform music too. Those in attendance even threw talcum powder and foam to add more doses of joy. More things to visit too, colorful monuments and floats are brought to the streets. An artisan explains what's behind one of the huge sculptures exhibited there.
This commemorates what we are going through right now in the world, the virus, that little thing that brought COVID. We have skulls, people who died, those who are reborn, children, old people, and a lady. That's the whole motif. It's called rebirth.
The event has roots in Spanish and African traditions related to the indigenous people of Colombia. The carnival is aimed at highlighting the diversity of ethnic and cultural backgrounds. Its name symbolizes unity and equality. The festival continues until January the 10th. A zoo in the Netherlands is celebrating the birth of a newborn manatee, a rare event among the endangered species, especially within the confines of captivity. The newcomer was born in a Royal Burger Zoo in a Dutch city of Arnhem. Zookeepers say the birth went smoothly, adding that this is the mother's second calf. The newborn is still too young for keepers to be able to determine its gender, but handlers hope it will be a female. That's because there are only 15 females in European zoos. Manatees are closely related to elephants and are sometimes called sea cows because of their herbivorous diet. These gentle giants are listed as vulnerable to extinction mainly because of loss of habitat and collisions with boats. Shanghai is one of the most famous cities in the world, boasting an impressive number of tourist attractions. Now, the city is host to a new event that could draw excited visitors. The exhibition includes more than 100 items from Egypt, including 6 golden mummies. The most prized object on display is a 20-year-old female mummy with a gold mask and 2 jewels for eyes. Organizers have also put up for show original works by great European artists such as Raphael and Pablo Picasso.
Chinese astronauts on board the space station have held a unique conference with students, sending them a message that sky is the limit. They hope to inspire students to pursue their dreams and be proactive about their goals. Let's have a listen.
Every one of us went through rigorous selection and arduous training before carrying out space missions. Many people have to wait for several years, dozens of years, and even a whole life. But what deserves praise is that we have never given up, but remain true to our original aspiration, stood the loneliness, and passed the tests.
Ye, who is a first-time space traveler, also encouraged students to be brave in following their dreams. The Chinese astronauts talked about their life, work, and personal experiences. Students from Beijing, Hong Kong, and Macau were given the rare chance to ask their own questions during the Ground Space Conference. China launched Shenzhou 13 into space in October last year. The astronauts are scheduled to stay in orbit for 6 months, which will be the country's longest ever crewed mission.
The Light is a bulletin in which we bring you a lot of interesting news in different fields like animals' life, cultural events, funny trending news, and more from every corner of the world.
The mobile public library is back in the Afghan capital, Kabul, to bring joy to children with exciting books and games. The library reaches hundreds of children on a daily basis, seeking to expand its coverage in the coming days. Rahmatullah Baghban has more.
As the sun rises in Kabul, the Charmagh's mobile library starts a fresh mission to delight children. The library goes from zone to zone in the capital, Kabul, to spread the joy and love of reading among the Afghan children. It operates in 5 buses and has a children-friendly space. The organizers say they are happy being back for Afghan children.
That's why we want to enhance reading among children and boost their creative thinking. We have 5 mobile libraries operating across Kabul. Our services were shut for 3 months due to government change, but now they're happy that once again they can reach Kabul children. The library was sponsored by Afghan traders, but now it's out of funds and needs economic support.
I love my job here as a librarian. It's free for all. Children from different backgrounds come here to read books and play games. What I love most is watching children smiling and having fun with each other. I'm proud I can serve them with the skill I have.
Children are highly excited as they find the library right in front of their houses. Hundreds of children make daily use of initiative as most schools in Kabul lack library.
The mobile library used to come to our alley every week, but over the past 3 months, it didn't come, and we missed it so much. We are very happy that it is bringing us joy again. Nowadays that our schools are closed, we can make use of its books.
We thank Charmagh for its services. We have learned to read stories, play games, and draw pictures. We have kind teachers and have a good time with our friends.
This creative reading campaign starts as the country faced many challenges, affecting children's schooling and taking reading opportunities from them. As schools remain closed for most Afghan children, such services can be a good haven for students and book lovers. The initiative can also encourage children and bring the reading to life. Rahmatullah Baghban, Kabul.
People in the northeastern Chinese province are trying to keep alive a winter tradition going back centuries. Each year, local fishermen and women in Jilin use an ancient technique to catch fish from Chagan Lake that is sealed with a thick layer of ice. What these locals do is they drill holes through the ice and put their nets under the holes to catch fish. But to pull out those nets from the lake, they will need help from a bunch of horses.
It was my first time seeing such a scene. 5 horses drawing a turntable to gradually pull the net up to the ice surface. I felt very novel to witness this.
The technique has been listed as a cultural heritage in China. The ceremony attracts a large number of local tourists during the fishing season, which lasts until the end of February. Albino animals are rare and very vulnerable, so when you find one, you need to make sure they get all the care they need to survive. And now, Colombian vets are doing all they can to help the very first case of an albino baby, Jaguarundi, that's been rescued there. Fire department volunteers rescued this female cub in the urban areas of the Abora Valley region. The vets are now giving it primary medical attention. The baby Jaguarundi will then be transferred to a conservation park in the city of Medellin for more protection. A local expert explains why they cannot put back the animal into the wild.
At this point, this animal cannot be released to the wild due to its albino condition. It is predisposed to certain health disorders, certain disadvantages when performing in the wild. Therefore, the only alternative for it is to end his life in a park such as this.
Albino animals face many difficulties in the wild and struggle with basic survival skills. They do not have good eyesight, and due to their lack of pigmentation, they cannot camouflage. Therefore, just like endangered species, human monitoring would increase their chances of survival.
Swimming in sub-zero temperatures can be unimaginable for most people, but not for a group of athletes who've tested their skills and strength in Prague's Vltava River. 360 people from 8 countries gathered in the Czech capital to participate in an annual winter swimming event. The air temperature was minus 6 degrees Celsius, with water temperatures dipping to as low as 3 degrees. The event honors Alfred Nikodem, a Czech swimmer who braved the frigid waters in Prague for the first time in 1923, starting a tradition that has been kept alive ever since. Now the world's most powerful observatory is finally on its million-kilometer journey after several technical delays. The NASA telescope named James Webb blasted off into orbit on Saturday, heading to an outpost that's 1.5 million kilometers away from Earth. The observatory was in the making for some 3 decades and cost about $10 billion. It left Earth enclosed in a rocket and from a launch pad in South America. The journey will last a month. The telescope is the size of a tennis court. And if everything goes according to plan, it will enter service in June. Astronomers are hoping they can learn more about the origins of the universe once it starts beaming back new clues. A school in Spain is offering students an opportunity to join a special orchestra. The project dubbed The Music of Recycling brings unwanted junk back to life by transforming them into musical instruments. And here is how they sound. The project offers the instruments to the orchestra in one of Madrid's most disadvantaged neighborhoods. The students say the orchestra keeps them away from mischief and out of serious trouble while giving them an artistic outlet. Several dozens of children are taking music classes from members of the orchestra as part of the project. The ensemble has put on several concerts across Spain, but because of the pandemic, they had to pause their performances. The project is run by Spanish environmental group and is inspired by similar orchestra in Paraguay.
Today's special.
السلام عليكم
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear friend, dear listeners, ladies and gentlemen, Salamu Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. The topic that we're going to speak about is how can I talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salamu Alaikum. Today, Monday, is the 7th of Jamadi al-Thani, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 20th of Day, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 10th of January, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We are waiting for recitation of Chapter Al-Imran, verse 160.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. إن ينصركم الله فلا غالب لكم وإن يخذلكم فمن ذا الذي ينصركم من بعده وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون.
If Allah should aid you, no one can overcome you. But if He should forsake you, who is there that can aid you after him? And upon Allah, let the believers rely.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In the previous verse, trust and reliance in Allah was recommended. In this verse, the reason of that reliance is expressed, saying that both honor and abasement are with Allah. It is narrated that the Prophet asked Gabriel, "What is trust in Allah?" Gabriel answered, "It if so, that you know people do not give you profit nor loss, neither they grant nor restrain, and that you be despair of all humankind. Then when a servant becomes like this, he will not act for anyone except Allah. He will not be hopeful of or afraid of anyone but Allah. He will not become desirous in anyone save Allah. And this is the reality of trust or tawakkul." The significance of communication with Allah, performing daily prayers, is to be understood as talking to and conversing with Allah, in which case man plays the role of an active participant under the shelter of divine inspiration and guidance. While performing prayers, a person should understand that he, in his capacity as mortal servant, has the privilege to converse directly with his Eternal Creator, Lord and Master, praising, glorifying, thanking, supplicating, confessing, testifying, imploring, pleading, and seeking His unbounded forgiveness and mercy. It follows that the daily prayers are the most powerful and meaningful experience one can have in his life. They are the best heavenly gift to mankind. They alone are at once a life changer and life sustainer. They are also a life purifier. Sheikh Azhar Nasser.
In the Quran, Allah describes the books that He has sent to guide humanity as signs of mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, what does He say? وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ Surah 17, ayah 82. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ للمؤمنين. And we send down of the Quran that which is healing and mercy for those who believe. The Quran describes itself as shifa, healing. Now the question is, what are we healing from? Allah says, this Quran is healing for you. If it is healing, the question is, what is my sickness? What is the Quran trying to heal me from? The most dangerous sickness in a human being is not the coronavirus. It's not the Delta variant. The most dangerous thing for insan, for the human being, the thing that can actually cause him the most agony is ghafla. To be heedless of Allah. To live a life where you are completely disconnected from Him. Allah in the Quran, He says, now so what is the opposite of ghafla? Ghafla is to be mindless, to be heedless of God, to forget Allah. So what is the opposite of ghafla? Dhikr, right? The remembrance of God.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
Ways to get closer to Allah at home. This part has a suggestion, that is, thinking good thoughts about Allah. It is apt that we constantly remind ourselves to always have good perception and think positively. More importantly, we should think good about Allah, the Almighty, our sole creator and the most forgiving. Remind yourself of this Hadith Qudsi. It's not in the Holy Quran, but it's the words of Allah. I am to my servant as he expects of me. I am with him when he remembers me. If he remembers me in his heart, I remember him to myself. And if he remembers me in an assembly, I mention him in an assembly better than his. And if he draws nearer to me a hand's span, I draw nearer to him an arm's length. And if he draws nearer to me an arm's length, I draw nearer to him a fathom's length. And if he comes to me walking, I rush to him at great speed.
Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah.
Allah, 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 Allah Today is special, and Almighty Allah as the Creator communicates with His creation. Allah communicates to some extent with man through his fitrah as well. The fitrah is the natural disposition, inclination, and sound human nature that Allah instilled in mankind. According to a verse from the Holy Quran, chapter Al-A'raf, verse 172, Allah took from the loins of Adam his progeny like tiny particles and make them testify concerning themselves that He, Allah, was their creator and master. Every newborn in this world is born with his covenant and affirmation. That means that everyone is born with the natural inclination towards Islam as the ultimate truth and soul, the only religion with Allah. The natural inclination or pure human nature with Allah instilled in all people on the day of the covenant. In their capacity as the creation and mere servants, all humans are born with the inclination towards their creator, master, and sustainer.
Just because you talk about Allah, it doesn't mean that you're a dhakir. You might pray 5 times a day, but that doesn't mean you are mindful of God. You might recite the Quran, you might have memorized the Quran. That doesn't make you someone who is mindful of Allah. To be mindful of Allah means that you witness Allah with your heart. You see Him as being more real than the people that you see with your physical eyes. This is dhikr of Allah. Where Allah is the most important observer in your life. When you commit sins, especially when you commit haram in private, what does that mean? You know, some of us, there are certain sins that we would never do in public. We only do it when we go out the door, no one's looking, our parents are not around. When you sin like that, that means that you have made Allah the most insignificant observer. Dhikr is to be like what Amir al-Mu'mineen says, مَا رَأَيْتُ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا وَرَأَيْتُ اللَّهَ قَبْلَهُ وَمَعَهُ وَبَعْدَهُ. I have not seen anything unless I saw Allah before it, because I recognize that whatever exists, Allah is the originator of it. He brought it into being. And whatever I see, I know that that thing is being sustained by Allah. Allah is with it. He is sustaining it. And I see Allah after everything, because I know that He is the only thing that remains and everything else perishes.
That was all for today's special, inshallah. We continue this nice topic on the next episode of today's special. Follow us at parstoday.com/en/today's-special. Our topic was about how can we talk to Allah.
I was so far from you, yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark, close my eyes to all the signs you put in my way. I walked every day further and further away from you. Ooh, Allah, you brought me home. I thank you with every breath I take.
You heard. was an IRIB English radio program. Our website is www.parstoday.com/en. This is IRIB English Radio.